After four long years and plus another 12 grueling months, it's finally here, the Games of the 32nd Olympiad. The stage is set. Just under 500 Aussie athletes are in Tokyo chasing gold. But most likely, they'll bring home some bronze and silver too, and hopefully some of that tasty Japanese whiskey. Anyway, we are away. Tokyo 2020 in 2021. 3 hours of top sporting action coming your way, with thanks to the all-new Hyundai Tucson. Test drive the Tucson today. Listeners, take your mark. It's time for the Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch.
Paddy, thank you very much. We are revved up. We're time to ramp it up. Did Basil do ramp it up, by the way? We need to find that out. We'll follow that up. Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch with thanks to Hyundai. Experience the convenience of buying your dream car online with Hyundai's Click and Buy. Today, we welcome our listeners through 1170 SEN Sydney, 1620 SEN the Gold Coast, listeners on the SEN app, our podcast listeners on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Now, big, big show coming up. The Olympic update, we'll give you that. Channel 7 commentator and gold medalist back in 2004 out of Athens, Gian Rooney, is going to join the team. Melbourne Storm fullback Nico Hines. Now, I just get the sense when the Dally M's happen at the end of the year, this kid is going to be absolutely towards the pointy end. We'll chat to Nico as he prepares for the Melbourne Storm. Maybe another grand final as he looks towards the Sharkies next year. Teamless Tuesday, get your cups in. So who are they playing for, in your opinion? Begging for bronze with actor-director Brendan Cowell. And, of course, the staple, the IMAR quiz, the Captain Stubby from Ringers Western. Ronnie Blakey's going to join us as well, and Shawnee Omrod later in the piece to join us here at Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch, and a man who's driving for gold each and every day, the great Brian Fletcher.
G'day,
Fletch.
Joel. How are we going? Brooksy and Fletch. Gibbo, how are we feeling?
Going great, mate. What about the surfing? We're going to speak to Ronnie Blakey. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Unbelievable finish. Gibbo, how are you, mate? You're our Ronnie Blakey's our man when it comes to surfing, but if we can't get Ronnie, you are our conduit.
Oh, hopefully he's not on the phone.
To all things ocean.
We were talking about who the top three in the world for the bronze would be, and it was Gabby, Italo, and Canoa, and they are the final three. So me and Fletch as a tag team, I reckon we're a good second to Ronnie Blakey.
Yeah, don't mind that. Yeah, Owen Wright unfortunately knocked out, and Sally Field. I tell you, Julian Wilson was robbed.
Do you reckon?
Mate.
I don't think so. I mean, he said they went and complained to the Olympic officials that one of Gabby's waves was outside of the jurisdiction.
Okay.
But it didn't go through. But Gabby, I mean, it's more exciting. Gabby getting bronze, I reckon.
Oh, big news here coming out of the Olympics. And Brooksy's all fired up looking at it. What's happened, Brooks?
Huge upset in the tennis. Naomi Osaka gone.
Wow.
Straight sets. I think it was a Czech player that I did not know of before today.
You need to check that.
I'll check it out.
So the two favourites gone. Osaka,
one
Barty.
And two.
Yep. What is it? They just can't get up for the Olympics? What's going on? They need a crowd? What's the go there?
No crowd. Oh, well, Osaka, wasn't it Wimbledon or the French?
No, but she lit the cauldron.
This was it. This
You've
was
got to.
Kathy did it.
Kathy did it.
It highlights that, doesn't it? The pressure that Kathy was under. Getting very close to Jess Fox as well. We'll bring you that coverage thanks to Channel 7. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. You can text us 0457 736 736. What did you get up to last night, gentlemen?
What did I get up to? Nothing. Just went for my walk.
Yeah.
Got home from here, went for my walk and watched a little bit. I sound like Des. I sound like Jim from Canterbury. Yeah, g'day, Fletch. G'day, but, Fletch. I was thinking about Big Sexy Mama.
Mm.
Is that his name?
Big Sexy.
Big Sexy.
Yeah, not the mama.
No, that was a video I was watching. and I'm hoping he's listening because we would like to get out there and catch up with him and get him this radio. So if you're out there, Big Sexy, please call in because my understanding, someone went out there today.
Possibly, yeah. I went looking for the Big Sexy today.
And you think you maybe spotted him?
Well, I think so. I was looking around and it's not a very nice thing to do. It's, you know, staring at people hoping to get their eye contact back. But I did see a fellow on the phone, and in hindsight, I probably should have went up to him and said, oh, mate. But he was on the phone, and if he has lost his wireless, I'm thinking it could have been him listening on the phone. So calling through to SEN, listening on the phone. But anyway, I attempted in vain, and of course, everything shut down, so I couldn't get a wireless or anything like that. But
wireless.
Yes, transistor radio.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, if he's on the phone, we might be able to, we'll sort about it. Anyway, give us a call, Big Sexy.
We'll have to work out some logistics. Getting very close to the semi-final for Jess Fox, who, by the way, went two Olympics ago. So what are we talking? We're talking London Jess Fox got the silver. Rio got the bronze. And I tell you what, tracking the same path as our very own Liesl Jones. Liesl Jones, she did the same thing as a 15-year-old, got the silver.
Yep.
So you get all amped up as a 19-year-old and all these expectations, got the bronze,
yep,
and then came back and got the golden colour the following year in her third. So Jess Fox has the chance to do that very thing as well. Storm versus Panthers, the Matty Guyer Cup. Rabbitohs versus the Dragons, the Mickey Lane Cup. So we're going to do Teamless Tuesday as well. And there's some big news. Who was reporting? I think you were saying, Fletcher, around the Penrith Panthers, Brian To'o.
Brian To'o has got a sprained ankle, or as we like to call it now, syndesmosis. So apparently he's out for 6 weeks. Don't know whether he needs surgery. You would think after, if it's a 6 weeks out in the sidelines, it would be a operation. But they are down on troops this weekend against Melbourne. No Fisher Harris, obviously no Cleary. And now To'o, who probably needed the rest anyway, I would think. He's had a pretty big campaign.
Yeah, the canoeing is down to 24, so Jess has still got a fair bit of a wait to go. Anyway, what's brewing in the NRL thanks to Four Pines? Well, a lot of speculation as to where Craig Bellamy would go. Would he be part of the new Brisbane team? Would he go to the Cronulla Sharks? Well, it's all settled now. Craig Bellamy, excuse me, will lead the Melbourne Storm into a 20th season in 2022. After agreeing to a new 5-year deal, he'll be the head coach next season, and he could be going for a hat-trick. It's very viable that he could be going for a hat-trick, but his exact role after that is yet to be determined. So they've locked him in for 5 years, and he says, that'd be like, I reckon that would be a $10 million contract, wouldn't it?
I was just thinking, I was going to say 1.5.
Yeah.
Good on him.
There have been a lot of moving parts on and off the field, but it's good to have finality on the decision, Bellamy told the Melbourne Storm website. I'll be the head coach next year, and then I'll sit down with the club at the end of the year and talk about what role I might play. At some time during this period, I'll take on a different role in coaching and in the commercial area. Bellamy's been at the helm since 2003, leading the Storm to premierships in 2012, 2017 and 2020. And some Melbourne Storm fans would say 2007 and 2009, 490 premiership games. I'd love to see his win rate. We might find that out as well.
I'll say in the 60s.
High 60s.
High 60s? Say it has to be.
Yeah, I reckon it's at least running at a two-thirds, 66% plus. Puts him fourth on the all-time list behind Wayne Bennett, Tim Sheens and Brian Smith. Bellamy formally advised Cronulla officials on Monday that he would not be taking up an approach to take up a role as football director with the Sharks. Now, we'll be speaking to Storm Nicho Hynes at 4 p.m. and go through all the team news for round 20 as well. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. You can text us 0457 736 736. And we're going to talk about the big news today. Another gold lands in the pocket of Australia. Carly McEwen, what an unbelievable effort there. That is three. And as James Magnuson likes to say, a goal a day keeps the haters away. We are 3 from 3 in the pool. So that is exciting stuff there. Sugar, two questions. Does Billy Ake have the same manager as Johnny Farnham? Seems to be about to retire every year. Well, I wouldn't say he is. And how could Billy Ake sign contract when he is in Tokyo coaching Australian wrestling and judo teams? Mark. Well, there you go, Mark.
Lookalike.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's saying. Is he saying doppelganger? Or
referring
to the old chicken wing, the old drop hip.
Yeah.
The old half Nelson. Well, they've got a full Nelson.
As so far, and Solomona.
Guys, speaking of tennis, I loved it last night with no crowds. It looked like the local Tuesday night RSL comp, and the rugby looks like a bloody Roosters game, the Port Macquarie Pearl. Hi, boys. Sharks versus Manly, the Phil Bailey Cup.
That's a good one.
Ian from Appen. I forget him at Manly. Or Northern Eagles, was it?
Northern Eagles.
Well done there, Ian from Appen. We do appreciate that. Keep them coming through. 1300 01 1170. Coming up after the break, we're going to get stuck right into the Olympics, an Olympic update. You're listening to The Drive from Gold for Joel and Fletch.